Product management in real life is not always like the books. It's not a fairy tale. Most books tend to describe for you happy paths of product management. And sometimes that can make it seem like it's easy, but then you really have to apply a lot of critical thinking and problem solving as a product manager.
Welcome to the 7-Minute Product Master Series podcast. I'm Luis Kanyede, and today I'm joined by June, product owner at Elephant Ventures. Welcome, June.
Thank you so much, Lois. Thanks for having me.
To start the show, give me a brief definition of product management.
Product management is a strategic and tactical role that intersects between, say, business and technology, and as well as design. That's user-facing. So like thinking about your customers, where the product manager is like responsible for collaborating with business and operational functions within the organization, product teams, engineers, to define a product strategy and develop the product and then deliver the product against the strategy to meet the needs of the customers as well as the objectives of the business.
And I'm curious to know, what's the biggest product management mistake you ever made and what did you learn?
There was a time when I was transitioning into product management, and I've spoken before about like getting into product management is really hard because there's no entry points per se. So do you go to school or like where do you start from? So a lot of product managers, you'll find that they transition from either project management or engineering. So I was transitioning and I was executing agile product management as a waterfall project manager. But in my head, I believe that I was being agile because I was flexible. But being flexible doesn't mean you're agile. And so like, it was very hard for me to execute as a product manager, run sprints, develop a backlog. I was using Gantt charts instead of an actual backlog because I did not know how to do that. I didn't have any guidance and mentorship in that area. And so looking back, I can see how the products I built could have been better if I executed them as a product manager. So it's always important for you to know the difference between project manager and product manager because it's a fine line, but it makes a huge difference. Yeah, that's one of the biggest mistakes I can say I've made.
Thank you for sharing that. And what's the one piece of common wisdom you disagree with and why?
So there's a lot of material out there, right? And a lot of times you'll see articles saying a product roadmap is part of your strategy. And after a lot of reading and my experience so far, I've realized a product roadmap or a backlog is not part of your strategy. It's actually a translation of your strategy. It can make a very huge difference when you realize that. So I disagree with that. And if you read more about it, you'll see how it makes sense. So basically, your strategy is more like, okay, we're looking at who is in the market? What does the market look like? How are we going to play in that market? What's our game plan? What's our competitive advantage? What metrics are we trying to achieve? How are we trying to make change? The strategy basically talks about how are we going to play in the market so that we can be able to achieve our vision against our competitors.
What's the best product management advice you've ever received and why?
Product management in real life is not always like the books. It's not a fairy tale. Because most books tend to describe for you happy paths of product management. And sometimes that can make it seem like it's easy. You feel like, oh, I have the framework for this. But then you really have to apply a lot of critical thinking and problem solving because like, some books don't tell you that. So for example, most books will not tell you what to do in an event where your engineering team does not want to perform Scrum, but you're trying to execute agile. So how do you approach that? Most books will not tell you about regulations changing and how you can adopt your backlogs or the features you're building or your product to those regulations that are constantly changing. Most books don't tell you, what if a competitor comes in with a new technology? What do you do in that sense when you already have a product in market, right? It's not happy path. In real life, it's hard. You have so many balls up in the air that you're juggling. Some tend to fall on the ground. You tend to fail a lot. And those books won't tell you that. So you have to apply a lot of critical thinking as a product manager, as you're building product with your teams and collaborating with them.
Moving on to the next question. What's working best in your product management process right now?
This one has taken a lot of brain power to make it like part of my day-to-day process. But you're always looking at the bigger picture and then zooming in to look at the small picture. So as a product manager, you're looking at the whole forest but you're also looking at the trees in the forest as you're building. So you're always trying to make sure that all these things are working together, they're aligned, whatever we're building is the small picture is going to add up and then create for us that bigger picture. So that's the best process that's been working for me right now.
What's the one thing every product manager should learn?
Learning the time value of money and opportunity cost. As a product manager, you're always doing a lot of prioritization so that those priorities can be executed and then contribute to the bigger picture. And by the way, everything cannot be a priority. When you're prioritizing, you're always making trade-offs, right? But then when you're making those trade-offs, you're looking at the opportunity cost. When we move this feature at the bottom of the backlog, then what does this mean for us? Will this cost us more when we get to execute it? For example, if you had 10 months to work on some kind of regulation request, and then you have a feature that needs to go in market in a month, I would not prioritize working on the thing that I have 10 months to do, because there's that thing that can take, a month, right? So it's like we can still keep working on this over the 10 months as opposed to prioritizing it now, because they always come with risks tied to them for sure.
And on to the last question. What's the one thing you learned about yourself recently that changed the way you work?
I was on TikTok. I saw this app. It's called Studyverse. People use it to come study and to have study buddies, and it puts you in this room and it's like focused and you can have this Pomodoro timer on there and your tasks in there and it has music. I tried it out and I was like, what? This is amazing, right? So time boxing my tasks has allowed me to be even more productive and complete my tasks faster. A while ago, I learned Parkinson's law that states that the amount of work expands to fill the time available for its completion. We also have this rule at Elephant Ventures where it's like, if you're struggling with something, spend 20 minutes on it. More than 20 minutes, start asking for help, because you're just going to introduce more complexities to the problem you're trying to solve. So that's worked for me so well.
Thanks, June, for joining us today and sharing all these insights with our audience.
Thanks again, Luke.
Well, that's the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening, and see you next time.